History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Frank Cusimano, sports director at KSDK, with us for his weekly visit. You know, the last couple of nights outside, I went to the soccer game last night, but it's kind of been the dead zone of sports post-All-Star game, Frank, hasn't it?
Well, it has been, except for kind of a fascinating round two of the British Open today. And I don't know if you saw this, but, you know, the British Open's been around for about 150, 160 years, and the lowest score ever was a 62. And within 20 minutes today, we had back-to-back 62s
by
Herbert and Burns.
Yeah.
That is freaking crazy.
And the guy at the top of the leaderboard, again, is someone that really not many people know, which is interesting as well. But how can you have now, I'll tell you what, on the other side of the equation, you see Jordan's score? I think he was like plus nine, Frank. He three-putted one from 3 feet away, which I do that all the time, but professional golfers aren't supposed to. But it's an interesting leaderboard. Dan Reardon's going to join us at the end of the show, but there's some names up there that I'm not familiar with. Bryson seemingly still in the mix, but there was an incident with him and a rules official that's been circulating on, you know, X, et cetera, saying the lip readers think he said, "I'm not going to play tomorrow," which I thought that was interesting.
Well, he's going to play tomorrow, but he was ticked off on the fifth hole. They claimed he inadvertently gave himself a better lie, and they didn't say a word to him until after the round. So he went from an incredible round where he got up to second place to now dropping back to fifth. But I got a feeling he's going to be right in the thick of things on Saturday and Sunday.
We'll get the leaderboard update from Dan Reardon coming up at 5:50 or so, right before audio cut of the day. So what a thrill with Jordan Walker this week. It was so much fun. The game itself on Tuesday, kind of a dud, but that's okay. But here we go for the second half of the season. The Cardinals sitting in exactly the same spot record-wise, Frank, as they were a year ago. But we all kind of feel like it's different, right? There's a new energy with this team. The offense is exciting, but it's not going to get easier schedule-wise, at least here in the first couple of weeks, and that's where they fell apart last year. I mean, we were all kind of hopeful at this point last year, and things kind of just took a poop, if you will.
Yeah, I agree with your assessment, too. It just feels different than it did last year, even though the record is similar. But I will say this, is right now, all you have to think about is catching the Marlins. That's the team. We're not trying to catch the Dodgers. We're never going to catch the Brewers. Just beat the Marlins. They're one game ahead of you in the standings. And I think that's feasible because, Mark, I really feel good about this starting staff moving forward. Pallante has been, you know, the surprise of the year. Leahy's figured it out. McGreevy has that ERA hovering around 3. Libitor had a great outing, his last outing. I mean, if you get good starting pitching, and we know the first four hitters in that Cardinal lineup are really good, I think they got a real shot to win this third wild card spot.
Well, Frank, the bullpen did just take a hit. The Cardinals announcing 2 minutes ago that JoJo Romero is going to the 15-day IL. Appendicitis. This is retroactive to July 14th. Scott Blewett has been selected from the Memphis roster. Joel Pozo designated for assignment. So it'll get I know he hasn't been amazing this year, but that's still a guy they've relied on in a lot of high leverage situations in the seventh and eighth inning. So the Cardinals going to be without JoJo Romero. That'll be a little bit of a blow.
Yeah. And you know, Ethan, how that hurts you even more is that he may have been your most marketable deal at the deadline because everybody, as we've seen in St. Louis with John Mozeliak, they're all looking for these lefty specialists for the postseason. And you may have gotten, you know, a top 20 prospect for him. So now him coming off an injury, you just have to wonder what that does to his value.
All right, so let's talk about the World Cup. We do have a third-place game tomorrow. I'm not sure how many people are going to be interested in that, but we have Spain and Argentina. Argentina trying to defend their World Cup title. It's been a thrilling tournament. Luckily, I think the forecast is going to be safe for Sunday. The big issue, Frank, as you know, is the wildfire smoke out in New York. I mean, if they were playing that thing this afternoon, I think they'd have to delay it.
Yeah, you're right. But I did look about an hour ago, and they said it looks like it's going to be fine by the time we get to game time on Sunday. But I'm hearing that the cheapest you can get in is $7,000. And ironically, that's the stadium built by the pride of Vianney High School, Mark Lamping, who is actually going to be attending that championship. So I don't know. I don't think Messi has to win it to validate it, because it seems like, you know, almost everybody in the soccer world is basically saying he is the greatest of all time. And like Pele and Maradona, they're not in the conversation as much anymore. But boy, to cap it off, the final World Cup at 39 did kind of cool.
Hey, did you hear the story? I mentioned this a little bit earlier. This is kind of, you know, breaking a little bit this afternoon, that the one of the scouting representatives of the Arizona Cardinals got busted in a gambling scheme.
I just saw the headline on ESPN a little bit earlier. Boy, that's crazy.
It is, but you also feel like it's the tip of the iceberg on all this stuff. I mean, you got the guy that runs the teleprompter for Trump that gets, you know, taken down because he's betting on Kalshi or the Poly Market or whatever. And every time, look, I'm a fan of wagering, and I supported it here in Missouri. But I hear stories like this, and you just got to feel like there's so much of it going on. Now, having said that, you know, the system is working, apparently, because they rooted this out and they caught this guy.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's one positive from it all, but you're right. I mean, everybody is, a lot of people have connections to sports teams. They may not be directly involved, but the possibility of insider trading is just incredible right now.
Tell me what's coming up on the show on Sunday night.
Well, I just sat down the former heavyweight champion of the world, Larry Holmes. He's in town for a boxing event, and we talked about everything from Muhammad Ali to Jerry Cooney. We'll also have a piece on an analytics coach, as sports continues to specialize, named Jason Fang for St. Louis University. Mark, you could beat him in one-on-one, but his mind is insane. Shirt says he's the smartest guy in the building, and we're going to look at the impact of analytics, and in particular, this 25-year-old from Taiwan.
Awesome. Well, listen, have a great weekend, and we'll talk on Monday afternoon.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, take care. That's Frank Cusumano, sports director at KSDK. I am glad that baseball is going to be back here. But I do want to mention, you know, it was the Pirates and the Guardians, Ethan, that they canceled the game because of all the smoke. And
yeah, I remember the California wildfires last year in the fall. I remember being at the ballpark and seeing the haze in the sky from it. But this is a whole new level that they're experiencing up there as compared to what we did last year, you know, with the haze. So it's pretty intense right now.
I guess last night, I didn't realize that the Mets and the Phillies played last night.
Yeah, I didn't either until after
the game. But they moved the start time up because it was the only game on the schedule, you know, post-All-Star break, and they were trying to beat the smoke a little bit. But that's crazy. Like, Fred's son has been sending pictures from New York City. My sister's there right now. I'm glad we're not dealing with that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because some people aren't even able to just step out their door, unfortunately. And we didn't get to it, but, Sporting KC was in town last night against City, and City did win as they took a big break because of the World Cup. I mean, they were off for like 6 weeks, weren't they?
Yeah, it was a nice little stretch, and wisely, because they can't compete. They would have been nowhere near. I mean, they have a tough time competing just with general Americans because it's all on Apple TV, and a lot of people don't have Apple TV. So they got some work to do to try and get that soccer in more homes in the U.S.
All right, we're going to get a British Open update from Dan Reardon in an hour. It is an interesting leaderboard. It really is. And some of the names that are at the bottom that didn't make the cut are also fascinating as usual. Brian Kilmeade will join us. It's kind of a rare appearance for him. He'll talk about the smoke because he's in New York City, and we'll find out what's going on in his world. He's got a show, of course, One Nation, that airs Sunday night. It's 9 p.m. Central here in St. Louis. And coming up after traffic and Fox News here at the top of the hour, Bill Eichel. We had Jason Law in a couple of days ago. He's one of the three candidates for St. Charles County Executive. Bill, pretty well known. He ran for governor, pretty popular state senator as well. He's coming in studio. We'll talk about his race for St. Charles County Executive. It's all coming up. Plus, an audio cut of the day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.